vessel. Clear air turbulence. Meet units 93rd Fleet. Destination S.591134.45. Mid. All safe.
Damn, breathed Hawser. What's that mean?
Wubslin said. He punched the figures on the screen into the cat's navigational computer.
Oh, the engineer said, sitting back. It's one of the stars nearby. I guess they mean to rendezvous halfway between it and...
He looked at the main screen.
Yes, Hawser said, looking unhappily at the signal. It had to be a fake. There was nothing to prove it was from the Adirons. No message number, code class, ship originator, signatory, nothing genuine at all.
That from the guys with the three legs, Wubslin said. He brought a holo display onto another screen, showing stars surrounded by spherical grids of thin green lines.
Hey, we're not all that far away from there.
Is that right? Hawser said. He watched the continuing blasts of battle light. He entered some figures into the cat's control systems. The vessel brought its nose round, angling it further over toward the Shah's world system. Wubslin looked at Hawser.
You don't think it is from them?
I don't, Hawser said. The radiation was fading. The engagement appeared to be over, or the action broken off.
I think we might turn up there and find a GCU waiting for us, or a cloud of CAM.
CAM?
What, that stuff they dusted Vavatch with?
Wubslin said and whistled.
No thanks.
Hawser switched the screen with the message off. Less than an hour later, it all happened again. Shells of radiation, warp disturbance, and this time two messages, one telling the cat to ignore the first message, the other giving a new rendezvous point. Both seemed genuine. Both were affixed with the word Zoralundra. Hawser, still chewing the mouthful of food he'd been eating when the alarm went off for the second time, swore. A third message appeared, telling him personally to ignore those two signals and directing the cat to yet another rendezvous area. Hawser shouted with anger, sending bits of soggy food arcing out to hit the message screen. He turned the wideband communicator off completely, then went back to the mess.
When do we reach the quiet barrier?
A few more hours, half a day perhaps.
Are you nervous?
I'm not nervous. I've been here before. How about you?
If you say it'll be all right, I believe you.
It should be.
Will you know any of the people there?
I don't know. It's been a few years. They don't rotate personnel often, but people do leave. I don't know. I'll just have to wait and see.
You haven't seen any of your own people for a long time, have you?
No,
not since I left there. Aren't you looking forward to it?
Maybe.
Hawser, look, I know I told you we didn't ask each other about everything before we came aboard the cat, but that was before a lot of things changed.
But it's the way we've been, isn't it?
You mean you don't want to talk about it now?
Maybe. I don't know.
You want to ask me about... No. She put her hands to his lips. He felt them there in the darkness. No. It's okay. It's all right. Never mind.
He sat in the centre seat. Wubslin was in the engineer's chair to Hawser's right, Yalson to his left. The rest had crowded in behind them. He had let Balveda watch. There was little that could happen which she could affect now. The drone floated near the ceiling. The quiet barrier was coming up. It showed as a mirror field directly in front of them, about a light day in diameter. It had suddenly appeared on the screen when they were an hour out from the barrier. Wubslin had worried it was giving their position away, but Hawser knew that the mirror field existed only in the cat's sensors. There was nothing there for anybody else to see. 5 minutes out, every screen went black. Hawser had warned the rest about it, but even he felt anxious and blind when it happened.
You're sure this is meant to happen?
Avager said. I'd be worried if it didn't, Hawser told him. The old man moved somewhere behind him.
I think this is incredible, Dorolo said. This creature is virtually a god. I am sure it can sense our moods and thoughts. I can feel it already.
Actually, it's just a collection of self-referencing Balveda, Hawser said, looking round at the culture woman. She stopped talking and clapped a hand over her mouth, flashing her eyes. He turned back to the blank screen.
When's this thing? Yalson began.
Approaching craft, the screen said in a variety of languages.
Here we go,
Nysin said. He was shushed by Dorolo.
I respond, Horza said in Moraine into the tight beam communicator. The other languages disappeared from the screen.